tapping the wisdom of the crowd to design a better smartphone. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. What kind of phone would you get if users helped design it every step of the way? That's the idea behind the Mozilla phone. Mozilla Labs is asking the public to help come up with a concept for a phone that improves on the BlackBerry, the G1, the iPhone, and other smartphones. Billy May, lead designer of the Open Web Phone project, says all good phones on the market now are constrained by basically the same thing.
We're sort of striving for desktop levels of efficiency in all our mobile devices. We're, you know, trying to mash all our media, all our music, video, everything that we typically have on our, you know, desktop or laptops into these extremely small devices, and there arise a great many sort of communication problems. It's very difficult to interface effectively with our phones when everything is, to put it simply, so small. Typing ASCII character entry, sort of just typing letters on the soft keyboard or even a BlackBerry keyboard, is still very difficult. You can only, at best, use your two thumbs as opposed to your full 10 fingers that we're used to. Just sort of even selecting things on a touchscreen is still kind of difficult because you don't have that level of precision that you have with a mouse, seeing as your entire thumb is covering the screen as you're trying to press it. That's the state of the art right now, which is touchscreen. And even that has still a lot of problems with it.
So why do you think an open source treatment is right for designing the next great phone? What's wrong with the process that we have now where designers sort of work behind the scenes and in private to innovate?
Right. So the idea is that, you know, real groundbreaking innovation comes from, you know, the geniuses locked away in ivory towers. But even greater products can come from the wisdom of many, you know, the crowdsourcing, the insights of everyone who just doesn't like using the phone the way it works right now. And so, you know, since all their software is developed open source, it sort of follows naturally that a Mozilla phone would be similarly developed.
That's Billy May, lead designer of the Open Web Phone project. There's no plan as of yet to turn the concept phone into a real product. Retrievo, a search site that helps people find consumer electronics products, is acting as a matchmaker between Americans who need a government coupon for a digital television converter box and those who don't intend to use theirs. The government's converter box program is out of money for new coupons to help people make the transition to digital television broadcasts. Congress recently extended the deadline for stations to end analog broadcasting from February 17th to June 12th. People who didn't order a coupon in time or those whose discount card has expired are posting pleas for help on Retrievo.com. Retrievo's Andrew Eisner.
Government didn't seem to be getting anywhere. They ran out of funds to supply coupons for people who need them, and we thought we should do a good service, and this would provide people, particularly the in some cases the elderly and low-income families who need a converter box to be able to get one.
If you have an extra DTV converter box discount card listed at Retrievo.com, that's Retrievo.com. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.